Blog Talk Radio.
Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I go right when the right way was left. Because the scribbles look so sad. And he says you can win them all if you try.
Elijah Muhammad, and we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greeting. greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum! For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say to you all, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of the planet Earth and beyond. You are tuned into the voice of the voiceless. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled The Omen. The system is breaking bad and headed for World War II. This is unfiltered because we were blocked. Well, there were a few things that went down. We were blocked. Really, we wanted to do a longer show today, but Blog Talk Radio kept deleting our clips that we wanted to play for you. Isn't that something? And so we said, well, maybe they don't want us to do that, so we'll do an hour and a half. So hopefully they will allow us to do this hour and a half. This is what we are met with every time we're trying to give you this truth on this show. No other show goes through the hazards and the tribulations that we go through to get this truth out to you. All right? But it's okay. Our leader and teacher said the example and all of the hell that he walked through, and if he can walk through it, we must walk through it also, and we must walk it and take it in stride, okay? All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, the show is titled The Omen. The system is breaking bad and headed for World War II. We got a lot of good clips. Hopefully they'll allow us to play it, but there was something that piqued my interest right before we really, really get into the show. I was doing research yesterday and doing articles for the Hiram 1555 blog. And this video I came across, it was a breaking news report. And it interested me so much because it was dealing with the welfare of our children, the health of our children, that I had to take it and cut it and download it and edit it and upload it to the dashboard to play it for you all. This will connect to what we're talking about later on down the line. But I want you to understand that our women and our children are the main objects of ire of the white man's world. You know, they are misdiagnosing purposely our children with all kinds of made-up diseases and all kinds of made-up new, like, PSD or whatever, attention deficit disorder and all this stuff. They're doing this to get you on these drugs so that they can slow down your thinking, so that they can continue to rule you. They want to make you sluggish and not hip to the reality of the time. But I want you to just see how devilish this devil is, okay? I want you to see just how hypocritical this devil is before we go deep, deep, deep in the study. And I want you to see just how they are going after your children. I'm talking about the little ones. I'm not talking about even though they're going after the 14 and 15 and 16-year-olds, 17 and 18-year-olds. I'm talking about the babies now. And this will show you just how much of a devil these people are, just how much evil is wrapped in these people. Now, of course they will get some of their own in this to trick you into it, to make you think that everything is okay and they're not just targeting you. But we know that these things, these programs, are specifically engineered and targeted towards you. Now think about this hypocrisy, and then we'll play the clip. You'll get an understanding of exactly what I'm saying now. Think about this. They go into people's homes, arrest them for drugs, arrest them for cocaine, arrest them for crack, arrest them for meth, all right? And people are getting long sentences. Yet the FDA has just approved candy-flavored gummy meth for kids. Now, I'm going to say that again. The FDA has just approved candy-flavored gummy meth for kids. Look like Jolly Ranchers, right? That, I want you to understand the depths of what I just said, okay? Let that sink in for just a second. Okay, the second is up. Now, they are going into homes, breaking into people's homes, knocking over their meth stores, giving people long jail sentences for meth, right? And yet the FDA has just approved candy-flavored gummy candy with meth in it. Yeah, the meth that people are really getting high and going crazy over for kids. I want you to listen to this. This is a short clip. This is about 2 minutes. Listen closely to what is being said.
The FDA now has come out and approved candy-flavored gummy meth for children. Yes, you heard that correctly. Mike Adams for High Times reports that while some lawmakers in legal marijuana states are pushing to outlaw cannabis edibles that resemble sugary treats in an effort to protect the well-being of children, the federal government has just approved a candy-flavored amphetamine-based medication that will be marketed to children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, later this year. A recent report from the folks at STAT News indicates that a new version of the speed hit the pharmaceutical market just last week. It's called ADZENYS, Adzenes or something like that. You know, all these drug names have some crazy, they make up words. Anyway, it's a chewable fruit-flavored drug designed with the same active ingredient as other popular ADHD medications such as Adderall. They write that the drug, which is essentially extended-release gummy meth, was approved earlier this year by the FDA for patients as young as 6 years old. This is your federal government at work, folks, creating and approving gummy methamphetamines for children. 6 years old. Now, apparently, if you go into the link in the description and go to the High Times article, they continue that essentially this is being marketed to children, adolescents. They're saying, like, hey, get back to school, you know, pushing this drug on kids so they can focus and say, so they're not running around like attention hyperactivity disorder. Anyway, that whole thing is a myth in its own right. Nonetheless, someone's going to get rich off this. What are your
Think about that. They're giving people life sentences, 15 years, 20 years, 30-year sentences off of meth. And the government goes in and finds a way we can use this against the kids. Notice that this is a targeted thing against black children. This is a targeted thing against our youth. The hypocrisy in their so-called justice system. The hypocrisy in their so-called social status or social system to target your children. But this is a part of the omen. The desperation that the devil has is now being shown to the whole world. Remember, Satan would come down having great wrath, for he knows he has but a short time. So he's targeting your children with the jails. He's targeting your children with the guns. He's targeting your children with the drugs. And now he's targeting your children with some free drugs, just some feel-good drugs, something that I approve. The same drug that I'm putting people in jail behind, I'm saying that it is okay to give to your six-year-old child. And this is why we go to Our Savior Has Arrived on this. Muhammad says on page 103, the chapter is titled Black and White Worlds Near Showdown. And he says, due to the presence of Allah in person, Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, and his aims and purposes, forces to take over his own, it brings us hourly to a showdown of who shall rule the nations of the earth. So now we know that hourly we are near this showdown. This is not a neighborhood showdown. This is not a community showdown. This is not a city or a state or a region in America showdown. This is not a hemispheric showdown. This is not even a world showdown. This is a universal showdown to see who will rule in perpetuity all that you survey. So, Muhammad says, the present world, and then in parentheticals, behind that he writes, white people. Then he goes and says, have had their time and have gone over their time to rule. Nevertheless, they still want to rule or destroy the idea of someone else ruling as shown by their preparations made for the total destruction of the human family of the earth. Isn't that something? This is America. What did she say, Carter, the defense secretary, the war secretary, said he's in Asia stoking up tensions with China and the rest of the Asian nations, and he's telling them that make no mistake about it, America will be the final decider of what goes on in the region, and we will be the bar none guarantee of security the world over. We're not going anywhere. Right? This is what she says. And make no mistake, China, that we will remain the preeminent power over all. This is what Mr. Carter was saying in his dialogue speech over in Singapore. And you think about the nerves of this. To go somewhere in Asia, that's just like somebody that you don't know coming to your house with you and your brothers and your siblings sitting in there, and they're telling you, trying to break up you, trying to split you up. They know what y'all may have against each other a little here and there, and then they're trying to amplify it to break you up so that all y'all can take sides with them over your blood brother. This is what America does. And this is how she's doing. But Muhammad told her that this won't stand in his day and time. We're going to see if it stands, okay? I want you to flip. I'm going back and forth through books. I want you to go to The Calamity, Fall of America. The Calamity. In this book, page 222, this, I'm addressing these drugs that they're trying to pump into your children. I call it the pump and dump system. They pump it up, trying to make it seem as though it benefits you and your children, and it's for their betterment. And then they get you to believe it, and they dump all these drugs on you, and you put it in, or you can't get food stamps if you don't give it to them. Or you can't get assistance if you don't give it to them. Oh, we'll have you down here if you don't give it to them. They have usurped your authority as a parent, and they're using it against you to inundate your children with toxic chemicals to take them down. Now, why are they doing this now? It's because they see all of the signs that we see. They see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. I ain't talking about riding no airplane up in the sky. They see him in the confusion of the world. They see his power being manifested all around the world, but especially in the breaking of American power universally. And they know that you, the so-called American Negro, are the apple of his eye. And since they cannot wage direct war with God, they are trying to wage war with God by waging war with God through you, the people that he has chosen to be the pillars of a new world. The omen, the system is breaking bad and headed for war. This is part two. Muhammad writes on page 222. I told you how this ties in with this. He says, there are signs and wonders of signs being displayed in the heavens, in the earth, and on sea and land. There is unusual behavior of children. There is unusual love or dislike of children by mother and fathers, and the destruction of the process of childbirth. There is the great calamity of starvation and great destruction of health and of the lives by the use, listen to this, by the use and administering of poison drugs, which is practiced upon those who are free and those who are bound. Stop right there. So now we don't just see Muhammad telling us that this is coming at you. This is also being tested on those who have no freedom behind closed doors, who are locked behind the bars. That's why they're putting you there for guinea pigs. So he goes further and says, what has been known as America is threatened today with total destruction, not partial. Okay? Total destruction. Now you ask, why would America be threatened with total destruction? Are you not watching her? Do you not see her policies and her actions? Her duplicity, her hypocrisy, her injustice, her hatred, her brutality and viciousness, not just toward the outside nations, but towards you, the so-called American Negro. Huh? I know you see this because it's very clear. You don't need glasses on to see this. The word total means, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, complete or absolute after everything or everyone is counted. Total. Nothing left out. So, let's go back and reread that part so that we can get a better understanding of what is being spoken to us. What has been known as America is threatened today with, now let's go back to the definition, okay, so that you can understand, with complete or absolute, right? Destruction. America is destroying herself. Listen to this good, because when we read this, we overlook this. We see that she's being brutal to you, vicious to you, inhumane to you. She has no justice for you, no respect for you, no love for you, yet she parades her half-naked women and men around and you take them. This is where the scriptures are being fulfilled. The devil is tempting you with his women, tempting you with his men to take you to hell with them. But listen to what Muhammad says here. America is destroying herself. Well, how is she destroying herself, Muhammad? Is it because of the way she's done China? No. That plays a part in it. What about the way she's bucking up against Russia? No. That plays a part in it. What about how she's isolating Iran? No. That plays a part in it. How is America destroying herself? Muhammad says, in her effort to destroy her black slaves. So she's implementing genocidal massacres of the people through the food, through testing in hospitals, right? They already came out with a study talking about how the black people don't even get a fifth of the care of white people in the hospital, and doctors are diagnosing and mixed diagnosing symptoms in black people because most of them look at you as inferior. This came out in a recent study. So you get the worst medical care, but you pay the highest cost, right? And yet you still talking about you're an American, you equal. Come on, black man, you got to wake up to this, the reality of the time. So, Muhammad says, the water and air of America are being polluted by a chemical bacteriologist. America's scientists of war, he didn't say scientists, of biology trying to do X, Y, and Z for the benefit of the community, for the benefit of nature, for the benefit of man. He says, America's sciences of war conduct dreadful experiments on how best to kill human beings by the millions and wipe out the life of whole continents. Stop right there. All of these diseases that you see now popping up in North Africa, were they there before NATO went there? Huh? What about all of these diseases that are now ravaging places like Sierra Leone and all of these other places, before America sent in her biological teams, before she sent in her military assistance into these areas, they weren't suffering from those things. What about over in Asia, where there is now a new disease that is spreading across Asia that is specifically tailored for Asian genetic code? That didn't happen by coincidence. What about America being busted on the border of North Korea with biological weapons? This made the news, and then it was brushed up under the rug. What the hell was she in there, in that nation, South Korea, on the border with biological weapons, when she is a signature to the destruction of biological weapons, the international charter? She's in violation of her own charter. Huh? She's doing these things, and now she's attacking you mostly because she sees salvation lies at the door. And she's trying to block your pathway towards reaching for that door and opening it and letting God in. That's what he says here. America's scientists of war conduct dreadful experiments on how best to kill human beings by the millions and wipe out the life of whole continents. These are the days of the fulfillment of prophecy of not one, but of many calamities. But in all of these preparations of the destruction of human life by the devil, Allah too has plans to save his people. So when we look at all of these things, don't you get flabbergasted? Don't you get flustered or frustrated? Don't you become overwhelmed or impatient? Know that Allah too is making plans, and Allah is the best of planners. And nothing that they can do can overcome anything that he sets forth. And as Muhammad says, if you follow close to me as I follow close to my God, you're as safe with him as I am. Okay? The omen. The system is breaking bad and headed for war. Part two. So I just wanted to share that with you because that was on my mind as they're now revving up the killing machines through biological agents to try to get to your children. First, they tried to inundate the communities with all of these drugs, all of these guns, and all of this sectarianism. Well, this is my block. I'm a Crip. I'm a Blood. I'm a this and I'm a that. And the more killings went on, they thought that they would decimate the black community, but we baby kids. We don't die. We only multiply. And when you look up, there's more of us now than before they pushed the drugs into. And they're scratching their heads, pulling out their hair, biting their teeth, and screaming behind closed doors. How the hell can this happen when we have introduced all types of plans to lay these people low? Well, we got a God on our side. And he won't allow you to destroy us. Long before you ever implemented your plans, the holy scientists of Islam had already come to a conclusion of what you would do. And they had already made counterplans to uproot everything that you try to do or that you've tried to do. And we're at the precipice now. We're standing on the brink of war and economic collapse. And Muhammad has his hands outstretched to all of you if you would give an ear and lend a hand, maybe, you'll be saved from all of what's going on. This devil is a deceiver and he's a liar. He's a murderer. And what he loves to do is murder, lie, deceive, and kill. Don't you see it? What is he doing in America with the police force? If you don't believe what I'm saying, what is he doing? Huh? What is he doing to you? He's depriving you of justice. He's depriving you of luxury. He's depriving you of unity. He's depriving you of truth. He's even depriving you of air because he's killing you left and right. Now, look overseas. What is he doing to the people over there? Depriving them of their sovereignty, their independence, their culture, their religion, and then they become the terrorists. He goes thousands of miles away and occupies their land. And when they fight back, they become the terrorists. And she's only fighting for freedom. You see the madness in their thinking? I'm justified to kill everything and everybody that I want. But how dare you fight me back, you murderer? Isn't that something? This is America. This is Great Britain. These are these crazy devils that God has smitten with derision. Let's go further, black man and black woman. So the time is not far off. The time is not fall. We're going to go to Fall of America because I have something that I want to play for you all to prove what Muhammad said back in his book, The Fall of America, and we're now getting a glimpse of it right here, right now. So we're going to go to chapter 33 of The Fall of America. And all of this ties in together. So give me a second to talk with you, brothers and sisters. Chapter 33, follow with me. Now, we'll start at the beginning, and then we're going to be jumping spots because I want to hit a few points, and I want to play this clip to show you that everything that Messenger Elijah Muhammad said. the way he said it, it's happening. There's no veering from the script. It is not like he said a lot of random things and maybe one or two things are happening. No, he gave you specificity. He was very precise and specific on things. And the way that he laid them out, time is now bearing witness to what he said, how he said it. You understand me? So we'll go to chapter 33. And notice this is in chapter 33. It's called Modern Babylon Has Fallen. So on the first page of that chapter, which is 138, we'll read this. In Psalms 137:18, David prophesied that Babylon was made to be destroyed. We know of nothing other than the devil and his works that was actually made to be destroyed spiritually. The devil was not made to exist forever. This is verified by both the Bible and Holy Quran, and by all writers and teachers of Scripture. So here, Babylon seems to refer not only to some town or city, but it also seems to refer to a race or a nation of people. Follow along, brothers and sisters. Ancient Babylon, as it is known by all of us, was a city under the reign of Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar. The fall of Babylon was final. You heard that? The fall of Babylon was final. There was no coming back after this. Even today, there's only remnants of what used to be Babylon over in Iraq. Now, let us get a quick understanding of what Elijah Muhammad is teaching us, and then we go to the body of it right after. Listen to what he says. The word final, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, means not to be altered or undone, of or relating to a concluding court action or proceeding, coming at the end, being the last in a series, process, or progress. Of or relating to the ultimate purpose or result of a process. The end. All right? That's what final means, okay? So now that we have this understanding, let us go back and read what is written. He says, ancient Babylon, as is known by all of us, was a city under the reign of Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar. The fall of Babylon was final. Babylon was never to be rebuilt after her fall, and Babylon was never rebuilt. This points to the same prophecy of the devil and his kingdom in the Revelation of John, that Satan and his kingdom would be burnt up and it would never rise again. In the epistles of Paul, there is a prophecy of the devil and his kingdom, that the devil was made for fuel for the fire. The Holy Quran refers to this prophecy in these words: fuel of hell is men and stone. So the fuel of hell is men and stone. We do not know why stones are put there with men. It could be referring to the hardness of the stone and to the hardness of the heart and the hardness of the wicked against truth and righteousness. Brothers and sisters, give me a little minute with you. I have to lay this base down. In the book of Revelation, it is prophesied here that an angel heralded a warning to the people that Babylon has fallen. He then tells them why Babylon fell. He said Babylon fell because she has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. The foul spirit here is used to tell us that the people of Babylon were filthy. Don't nobody fit this description better than America. She's a filthy liar. She's a filthy deceiver. She's filthy in the bed. She wants to bring you in her bedroom. Right? There's no privacy. She's just low down and dirty. She meets the description of Babylon. So Muhammad goes and says, the term a cage. This tells us that her cities and her country became a cage for people of filth. Stop right there. So when you're looking at your so-called Muslim brothers over here, brother, brother, Prophet Muhammad this and Prophet Muhammad, the only reason they're over here is because they were attracted to America through her wickedness. And instead of them being in the land of Islam, they want to come over here and have it both ways. They want it Burger King style. Have it your way. Right? And then they want to dictate to you and look down to you. The hell with them. Muhammad goes further and says, the Bible teaches us that the God referred to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah as being people whose doing and works was such that it came up and stunk in his nostrils. But I think that if the God would get a good smell of this modern wicked filth, here he would think the smell of Babylon in his nostrils was like the smell of a flower compared to the wickedness of today. Babylon is used as an example for some distant people or their history. According to the prophets, this name Babylon is something that begins in Genesis and ends in Revelation. It is found throughout the entire Bible, therefore we must not look at it as one part. We must not look at it as spelling out to us the ancient only. Stop right there. This is what I tell you about the messenger's teaching. Some of us take parts and slogans, but when he's mentioned it throughout the whole, the entirety of his teaching, we must look at it from an open perspective then. But we don't do that because we have a narrow mind and narrow thinking and constraints that are put upon our thinking by the Anglo-Saxons world. But we've got to shift away from that so that we can get a complete understanding and view of what lies ahead. Here we go. Muhammad says, in Jeremiah, the Bible, we see a daughter of ancient Babylon. He calls the people the daughters of ancient Babylon. These people are not the old parents, but they are the daughters from those parents. This is where I need to be at right here. So we're looking at something that is going on in the world. It's going to make you smile, for those of you who understand. And we look at England, and we look at America. We look at the so-called United Kingdom. We look at the actions of both of these nations, the UK or England or Britain, whichever one they want to call themselves today. And we look at America, the United States of America, and their actions. And both of them are together in all of the crimes and robberies and theft around the world. All of the destruction and mayhem that you see going forth around the world, they are lying at the root cause of these things. The daughters of Babylon. Listen closely. We lay the base, then we erect the house. Muhammad says, the daughters of ancient Babylon refers to a more late and modern civilization whose people give themselves over to the practice of the same evil that the people of ancient Babylon practiced. But the modern people were more capable of improving upon the practices of the people of ancient Babylon. Therefore, he calls his people the daughters of ancient Babylon. Now, here we go. Isaiah, Bible 47:1. As this people, the daughter of Babylon, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. The daughters of Babylon seem to have been a very rich people, and they have fallen from a state of great wealth. Stop right there. Then you look around and look in this so-called G20 and G7. Then you look at who sits at the Security Council, right? And then you look at who is the main perpetrators of all of these unjust policies around the world, and then you get a glimpse of who the daughters of Babylon are. See, now you see how it's connected with prophecy and theology and your salvation. Are you seeing it now? I should hope so. So Muhammad says this. Isaiah used Babylon as a pretty girl whose lovers used to be plentiful because of her wealth and attractiveness. Now she has become ill-looking and has no more attraction upon the people. So he said, sit down in the dust. You are no more respected and attracted to the people. Now, the prophet Jeremiah warned ancient Babylon that she had a daughter coming. This daughter meets the same fate destined for Babylon. She was made to be taken. Now, with that said, we'll flip over. Follow me good. to page 145. We're still in the same chapter. Flip over to page 145. I think it's 145. Yeah, 145. Listen to this. Master Farad Muhammad, who is a law in person, wants to make it clear that he has chosen the American so-called Negroes to be his people. The truth that he gives to them and they themselves are sacred before his eyes and the world of the righteous. Showing disrespect to God and his people is inviting the punishment and the doom of God. Listen closely to where I'm going with this. A careful observer, you've got to be carefully thinking, or seeker of truth of the time and history being made in these times, can easily see how well the history of ancient Babylon, its rulers, and its people fit in with the histories of the rulers of the peoples of America and England. Okay, so we got that. So we see that the daughters of Babylon, according to Scripture, were made to be destroyed. They were made to suffer the same or similar fate as their mother, ancient Babylon, right? Then Muhammad calls it out and tells us who the daughters of Babylon are, America and England. And he tells you to look at their history, look at their actions, and tell me whether or not these fit the descriptions of the daughters of Babylon. All right? So now we have this down. We have this down, Peg. Now, let's go back to an important chapter. And go to page 1. Go to 87. See, we have to connect this stuff. This is what I'm telling you. All of this stuff is right here in the book. And you're going to hear it on tape also. Okay? And I know that Blog Talk Radio is cutting dozens of people off. But if you get cut off, call back in. If you get blocked, stop for a second, wait, and call right back in. Okay? And if you miss out the whole show, I advise you, immediately after the show, to either go to Facebook or Twitter or whatsoever, the Highlands 1555 blog, and click on the radio button and listen to the show again. Okay? Now, we go to chapter 20. Chapter 20. Because this is very important. Very important. And it connects to what we just read, and then you'll see the evidence of everything that we've just read and what they're reporting about the situation pertaining to American England. Okay? Muhammad says, and this is titled Decline of the Dollar. And in the first paragraph, Muhammad lays out everything raw and bare. He says, the stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. She has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. One of the greatest powers of America was, as past tense, her dollar. So even while he's saying it not then, he was showing you that she was past her prime and that she was losing out. And all we see today is an illusion. So Muhammad goes further and says, the loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness, for this is the medium of exchange between nations. The English power, now he brings in England. He brings in England. The English pound and the American dollar, he didn't say the American dollar and the English pound, he put this in a way that you must understand it. He said the English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. Why did he put it this way? Because prior to the U.S. dollar being the dominant reserve currency, the pound was the dominant reserve currency. And instead of her totally imploding, she moved over and allowed the dollar to come in, and she hitched a ride to the dollar so that she would not fall completely. So they have been tied in tandem in policy. They've been tied in tandem monetarily and financially. So Muhammad says, but when the world went off the gold and the silver standard, listen to how he phrases this, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. So when Nixon took the world off the gold and silver standard, this was not just something that ushered in the doom and fall of America. This was something that ushered in the doom and the fall of England and America. Therefore, you see both of them in all of the escapades that America goes off into, you see England involved. And every time America tries to kick up dust with Russia, you see England involved. When America has something with the Chinese, you see England have to say something. Because they're tied at the hip. And they know that the fall of one means the fall of both. Listen to what they're saying right here about us. And look, they named the UK. We're talking about Britain. We're talking about England. It's the same thing. We're going to come back to this quote right here afterwards. So pay close attention to what they're saying right here, if they allow it to play, okay? This is only a minute and a half.
Support your health.
A financial crash warning now. The U.S. is set for an economic meltdown that will drag down the United Kingdom. Lana Clements for the Express reports that America is on course for another recession that would have devastating consequences for Britain and the rest of the world. That's according to a top economist who made the warning today. The planet's biggest economy, they write, is showing worrying signs that it's set to crash. That's according to James Garrick, who's an economist for Legal and General Investment Management. The investment firm looks after millions of pounds worth of British pension savings and has now started to reduce risk amid signs that things are going wrong, said Garrick. He issued a similar warning over the American economy in December 2007 and sees a likeness in conditions then and now. They continue that the expert believes that the U.S. economy could start deteriorating next year and will be in full-blown recession by 2018. They continue that separately, global think tank, the OECD, today also warned that U.S. outlook had dimmed and cut growth forecast to 1.8% this year from its perceived forecast of 2%. So there you have it. A U.S. meltdown is about a year away. I don't know. Maybe sooner. Take a look at everything that's happening around the planet right now. You certainly have a recipe for disaster. So we're bringing this information to you now so you can make the proper precautions for the future.
The stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. She has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. One of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. The loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness, for this is the medium of exchange between nations. The English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. But when the world went off the gold and silver standards, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. Isn't that what he just said? If you missed it, it's on that short thing. I'll play it again for you, just so you can understand where we stand at in the time of prophecy. Listen again, brothers and sisters.
Support your health.
A financial crash warning now. The U.S. is set for an economic meltdown that will drag down the United Kingdom. Lana Clements for the Express reports that America is on course for another recession that would have devastating consequences for Britain and the rest of the world. That's according to a top economist who made the warning today. The planet's biggest economy, they write, is showing worrying signs that it's set to crash. That's according to James Garrick, who's an economist for Legal and General Investment Management. The investment firm looks after millions of pounds worth of British pension savings and has now started to reduce risk amid signs that things are going wrong, said Garrick. He issued a similar warning over the American economy in December 2007 and sees a likeness in conditions then and now. They continue that the expert believes that the U.S. economy could start deteriorating next year and will be in full-blown recession by 2018. They continue that separately, global think tank, the OECD, today also warned that U.S. outlook had dimmed and cut growth forecast to 1.8% this year from its perceived forecast of 2%. So there you have it. A U.S. meltdown is about a year away. I don't know. Maybe sooner. Take a look at everything that's happening around the planet right now. You certainly have a recipe for disaster. So we're bringing this information to you now so you can make the proper precautions for the future.
They see it happening. They don't know the year. They see it. You see some of them 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 22. They don't know. Muhammad tells us that they are confused. Allah had them like that so that they know that their doom is approaching, but they don't know when sudden death takes place. They see all of the signs. You see the panicking in their faces. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, black man, this is the end of the rule of the white man. Allah came to kill them for mistreating the black one slaves here in America. Allah says in Isaiah, that he will kill our enemy and call us by another name. Black brother, this is going on right in your eyes, but you still think that the time is prolonged to the distant future and that you will not live to see it. But I say to you all, in truth, that you are living in it now. The scientists of America know that America is on her way out. And since you, black men, are the righteous, perhaps all of you will be saved. For you are bound to submit when you see what is coming. This is what we're saying. When this thing starts imploding at a faster pace, it's already starting to pick up speed. Now think about this. When Messenger Elijah Muhammad foretold this and he hooked England's future, England's demise, England's economic prosperity with America, he hooked the pound with the dollar. When Muhammad was saying this, you can comprehend what he was saying. But today, time is showing nothing but sweet vindication for everything that that man has taught. No matter where you look, no matter where you dig, you'll find sweet vindication through the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The omen, the system is breaking bad and headed for war, part two. Brothers and sisters, I'd just like to talk to you for a minute, because sometimes in all of this, we miss each other. We talk over each other's heads or under each other's skin. But I want you to understand where we are. Don't believe that you have 20 or 30 years to retire. Don't believe that there'll be another 25 years for America. Don't believe that. I know she's projecting herself to be an unrivaled power. I know that. But we also know what the prophets have predicted, and you cannot make the prophets' predictions out to be lies. America, she's underhanded. She's deceitful. Well, she's an arch deceiver. Her and Europe, they're arch deceivers. They were capable of fooling everyone except God, his angels, and the host of heaven, and that last messenger. So we've got, in order for us not to be deceived, because we can think that we're for black liberation or for black independence, and yet we can still be somewhat deceived and not have the truth, the complete truth. Some of us have 80% truth. Some of us have 50% truth. Some of us have no truth. I want to invite you to the house that Elijah built where there's nothing but 100% truth. And his words, his teachings, his statements, stand up to the fact of time, to history, to science, to theology. And if you embrace this, you're embracing life and the abundancy of life. Okay? Well, your brother just want to talk to you like this. Just to let you know where we stand at. America is going down. She's going to hell in a handbasket. Do you not see and hear all the things that are going on? As a matter of fact, America, she's in such a dire situation economically that as I was listening to one of the devil's talk, he was talking about the fiscal problems of America, and he said that American economy is flatlining, right? That's what he said. And he, on one of his videos, which I turned into an audio, he was talking about all the signs which show that this thing is about to break bad. All of the signs that show that America's economy is dead and now America's on borrowed time. Think about that. When you have the scientist, he is a market scientist, an economic guru, saying these things. What did Mama say? The scientists of America know that America is on her way out. Aren't they telling you that? They are telling, well, we'll rebound. Well, after this, we'll get together. And no, 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 no. What did Muhammad say? What did the Bible say? That Babylon fell and she was never rebuilt again. She was born to be destroyed, never to rise again. And ancient Babylon was never rebuilt, nor shall America and England ever be rebuilt. Because the daughters of Babylon were to suffer the similar fate as the mother. Right? So you can X out all that rebuilding and trying to put a spin on what prophecy says. But I want you to listen to what Mr. Vannarino has to say about the dire fiscal situation that America is in. Pay close attention.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Greg Vannarino, Hawaii Today. It is Friday, June 3rd, 2016. People, today we got absolutely, and there's no other word for this, abysmal economic news here in the United States, specifically this jobs report and the labor force participation rate. Let's go over that just real quick here. In May, the United States added just 38,000 jobs. There was an estimate of 158,000, so we are way off the mark. Way off the mark. Now, the other phenomenon that has been occurring month after month after month is this, and it has just hit a critical mass. I'm referring to the labor force participation rate. Last month, over 500,000 people left the workforce. So, what does that mean? We have now hit an historic milestone. The labor force participation rate is now at an historic low. Now, let's talk about how the government twists these numbers because it's laughable. So what do we find out? Just put a perspective on this real quick. In May, we added 38,000 jobs. We lost over 500,000 from the workforce. And meanwhile, they're trying to tell us that the unemployment numbers fell to 4.7. Okay. The reality is simply this, and I know you understand this concept if you follow this blog. These people that leave the workforce, again, we are now officially at a historic low, are not counted anymore. They don't matter. It's like they just, poof, don't exist. So that's how they can fudge these numbers here. In reality, the unemployment rate is at Great Depression levels. Great Depression levels. You don't believe me? Well, just do a little research on it your own. Look, here is the sad reality, again, by the government's own numbers. Under President Obama today, again, do your own research about this. Don't believe me. Look it up on your own. Under this president, we have more Americans receiving public assistance than ever in history. And again, we are at, the real unemployment rate is at Great Depression levels. President Obama is the first president in over 80 years to have a sub 3% economic growth for his entire presidency. That's why I call him Hoover Obama. We have not seen this since President Herbert Hoover. We now have under his watch a labor force participation rate at an all-time record low. You're going to hear him, again, he's campaigning now instead of doing his job, touting the successes of his economic policy. Well, how can he call his economic policy any kind of a success when under his watch we have more Americans receiving public assistance, meaning requiring public assistance than in history, okay? And this labor force participation rate is pathetic. It really is, and it pains me to have to sit here and talk about these things, but these are the facts. What else is going on here, people? We're hearing just now, today, from the Federal Reserve, Governor Brainard is already coming out saying, no, hold on a minute. This is not good here. The Federal Reserve should not be raising rates anytime soon. So, people, what are they saying? What are they literally broadcasting? Okay, these are the Federal Reserve's own words. I'm not making this up, okay? They need to maintain emergency monetary policy. So here we are, nearly a decade after the 2008 event, and they're continuing to maintain emergency monetary policy. Let me say this just regarding the Federal Reserve, and I talked about this yesterday in a very important video where I discussed the yield curve flattening and how any kind of a Federal Reserve rate hike would affect that yield curve. And again, this is a big tell for what's moving forward with regard to the U.S. economy and how this stock market is going to react moving forward. So again, Federal Reserve saying they're going to more than likely maintain emergency monetary policy moving forward. The United States economy is flatlining, and I mean literally flatlining. How do we know this? Again, if you have not seen the video that I did just yesterday where I showed you the yield curve flattening, okay, it's flatlining, people. And once this goes flat and we invert here, we're going to see the same events occur that we saw during the dot-com bubble and the 2008 crash event. When the yield curve gets flatter and flatter and flatter and then inverts, the whole thing collapses here. So this is where we are at the present time.
You see that? We are close to the implosion point. We are close to the change of world. And through this, there's going to be a lot of bloodshed, a lot of hunger, a lot of starvation, a lot of destruction. There's already a lot going on right now because you have the old world trying to prevent the emergence of a new world. You have the old world trying to masquerade as though they're going to bring forth a new world order. They always, the book tells you, the Bible tells you that every time God says he's going to do something, the devil tries to do it before so that you can be against what God has established. When God says he's going to make everything new, the devil comes out, we will start a new world order. How the hell can you start something new when all you know is to pillage and rape, destroy and bomb, occupy and steal and deceive and lie? How can you produce something better? You cannot do it. Therefore, you must be removed, not just you. Your libraries must be destroyed. Your people must be destroyed. Everything must be taken and destroyed and buried in the earth so that the next civilization does not even get a chance to know how you govern or rule because it has been so wicked, so evil. This is where we are. Mr. Gregory Mannarino is telling you that we're near the end of America. What did Muhammad say? Black man, this is the end of the rule of the white man. Allah came to kill them for mistreating the black one slave here in America. Allah says in Isaiah that he will kill our enemy and call us by another name. Black brother, this is going on right in your eyes. But you still think that the time is prolonged to the distant future and that you will not live to see it. But I say to you, in truth, that you are living in it now. The scientists of America know that America is on her way out. Isn't that what Mr. Mannarino has been teaching? Isn't that what he said? You know it is. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. I want to just read a few things just to show you the time. Do you know May became the most brutal month in Chicago's history? Over 400 people were shot in the month of May. 400. And a dozen or so more died. Now, this goes back to when Muhammad talked about Chicago. For their rejection of him, he prayed that Allah chastised them for their rejection of the messenger in their midst. Is that not the chastisement when you can't walk down the street with your child without getting shot or robbed? Huh? Is that not chastisement when the police force is corrupt from the bottom up and even revealing hundreds of videos of police brutality and their violation of their own codes and laws is not enough to get them convicted? Is that not chastisement? Huh? That's what's going on. And just over the Memorial Day weekend, 69 people were shot in Chicago. Isn't that something? But America was more outraged over a dead gorilla. Right? They showed more compassion for a dead gorilla than 68 or 69 people. This is how they have degenerated into savage beasts. This is a cage for every unclean and hateful bird. This is it. This is America. So let us go further about the fall of America. I had an article, now people are reporting on it. I reported on it a day or two before they have, about the, Russia and Saudi Arabia dumped over $50 billion in U.S. Treasury. Now, you didn't hear anything on the news about this, but they dumped over $50 billion, and Russia bought gold. Isn't that something? China dumped another $30-some billion, and some people are saying it the likes of it was roughly, because they do a lot of hidden trade and stuff, was well over $100 billion in U.S. treasuries. Now, you know something is up. Look at this. Headline, the Federal Reserve has created an unprecedented disaster in pension funds. That means you who worked all your lives thinking that you had a guaranteed slush fund will wake up to the reality that in America's world, the only thing that's guaranteed is deceit. And it's going to make you mad. This is forcing the prodigal sons and daughters to themselves. Moreover, listen to this. This is the next thing right here. I want you to pay close attention. It says that there's patterns shifting across America will be bring potential record heat to the west, cool and wet conditions to the east. Now, while she's being inundated with her own treasury bills that are coming back home, while nations are refusing her trade, the armed forces of God, which are nature, the forces of nature, is hammering America without let up. It's hammering the Western world without let up. Did you see the floods in Texas? Did you see the floods in the Midwest? Did you see them in Germany? Did you see them in France? Let's go to fall of America and see if Elijah Muhammad has foretold of these things. Page 212, I believe it is. 212, let's go. In this chapter, it's called Men's Heart Failing. Fear. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, since the Holy Quran, and I'm skipping down some, since the Holy Quran teaches that the judgment would be such that the earth itself would act as though a revelation had been revealed to it because of its perfect obedience to the law of Allah on that day, Allah will use the power that is in the earth and in the sea against the world of evil. The white race thinks that they have control over the power of the earth, sea, and air. It was prophesied that for a time they would subdue and have the use of the power of the sea and ocean until he comes whose right it is to rule. The heavens and the earth belong to Allah. Now it is his time, not America, not Russia, not China, but it is his time to rule. There is much prophecy concerning the terribleness of the judgment of the wicked. The power that is in the water is in the hand of Allah to use it against whom he pleases. The earth, wind, rain, snow, and ice, and earthquakes are controlled by Allah. Listen to this part. It is a fearful sight to see the display of his power with the forces of nature bowing and submitting to his will. I should warn you that this is now coming into action against the Western world. Isn't that what we're seeing in the Western world today? Look at Ukraine. Once called the breadbasket of Europe. And she was envied from all of the European nations because of her fertile ground. Her fertile land has been decimated by the droughts and by floods and by intense cold and by the war. Look at America's Midwest. Same thing has happened. Allah is forcing them to their knees. There will be a global depression, a famine, the likes of which you have never seen before. It's underway. Allah is not cheap, and he's not to be mocked. And we're seeing every word that Elijah Muhammad spoke come to be. You can't deny it because it's so clear. It is crystal clear that these things are underway. Right? Don't get mad at your brother. Smile. You know we love you. We have to love you to endure all this madness and to come here with this truth for free, not trying to get in your pockets, But we're trying to get into your heart and into your head so that you can make a motion towards self and prepare yourself for what not only is coming, but for what is well underway. The omen, the system is breaking bad and headed for war part two. Brothers and sisters, listen to this clip by Mr. Mannarino. The clips were so long, his thing was about 12 or 13 minutes, so I cut it in half so that you could ponder over some of the things that he was saying and not so that it hit you all at once where you couldn't think over it. I'm always thinking about my people, and I want to give it to you the best way, right? The best way that will jog your memory and make you think and make you analyze and make you remember things that you may have forgotten that is to the benefit of your health and the lives of the people whom you love. So, as he goes further, he will say, he's going to talk about the dire situation, the economic meltdown of America. And in words, he's going to say that America now has a shotgun to her head. Now, you know that's something. That means she's committing suicide. Didn't I read that in the beginning, that America's committing suicide by trying to come against the so-called American Negro? Didn't I read that in one of the chapters before at the beginning of the show? And Mr. Mannarino is getting ready to confirm it. She's committing suicide, but she don't want to let go of her ex-slaves. The same with Pharaoh in ancient Egypt with Moses and his people. So today we're modern Moses and we're his people, and we're under this taskmaster of Pharaoh. And we're looking at the same scenario, the countdown to the suicide. Brothers and sisters, listen closely to Mr. Mannarino.
At the present time, if you look at the stock market right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is only down fractionally. Why is that? Again, if we were existing in a real environment, the stock market would be down hundreds of points right now. When you've got people like Brainerd coming out saying, no, hold on a minute, we're going to maintain emergency monetary policy, the stock market says, hey, hold on a second, easy money is going to still come. But what they're doing is creating more absolutely terrible distortions across the spectrum of asset classes, which will correct to fair value. And it's going to feel like the mother of all collapses. People, this cannot be sustained. The environment we're in cannot be sustained. When you have all of these signs here that our economy is going nowhere and literally flatlining, looking at the yield curve, and you have a stock market very close to all-time record highs, it cannot continue. You understand? So the Federal Reserve, again, hearing from Brainerd today, more than likely is going to continue their emergency monetary policy moving forward. I still feel at this point there's a 50-50 shot that the Fed is going to nudge the federal funds rate June or July. And again, what will that do? That'll affect the short end of the curve, just like I spoke about yesterday, and I showed you a chart there, which will bring that yield curve flatter, okay? We need to be watching this. I can't stress that enough. It's just so important to understand at this point here. So the U.S. economy, people, is literally flatlining, and it's not going to end well here. World central banks, again, colluding. There's no other way to put this with their respective governments, none more so here than the United States, are doing everything they can to keep this propped up. They came up with scheme after scheme after scheme to prop up crude oil, which I have covered at length how they did this, to pull the stock market higher with it. We have financial engineering to the highest order occurring in the stock market itself. The companies that are involved here spinning off or selling assets to buy back shares of their own stock to keep the stock price elevated. They're not investing in new business prospects. There's no capital expenditures to grow these businesses. So what are we're seeing the reflection of that here. Again, we're not adding any jobs. People are leaving the workforce like we have never seen. And I'm not making that up. This is historic, like we have never seen before. So what is this a recipe for? I mean, if you have a fraction of one functioning brain cell in your head, you can figure this out here. It's a recipe for an absolute disaster. Look, Will central banks here have done everything they can to try to stimulate here, print cash out of thin air, buy bonds here, going negative interest rates, suppressing interest rates to try to stimulate growth? They haven't stimulated a damn thing. They've created this environment here. We are literally staring down the barrel of a 12-gauge shotgun at point-blank range to our faces. That's the only way I can put this into perspective for you. It's going to go off. And that debt bubble, people, believe me, the Federal Reserve, in collusion with other world central banks, have no alternative but to keep inflating and inflating and inflating that debt. It can never stop. I believe at this point here, with the U.S. economy flatlining, with global economies flatlining, world central banks are going to have to print more cash out of thin air. In some way, shape, or form, maybe there's going to be another round of quantitative easing. Who knows? But I can tell you this. No matter what the Federal Reserve does this month in June, we're supposed to hear, you know, the big policy meeting, is going to be a negative for the market. If they do not raise the federal funds rate this month, that is going to, again, I believe, send shockwaves around the world, because it's a no-confidence vote. The Federal Reserve will vote no confidence in the U.S. economy if they do not nudge rates 0.25%. If they do raise rates 0.25%, again, it will affect the short end of that yield curve. We will flatten out. Either way you look at it, it's a negative, in my opinion. We'll see how this plays out moving forward. People, look, I can't stress this enough. You need to understand where we are. And when you hear, really, when you hear any of the mainstream networks or, broadcasting how President Obama has done a good job, or he starts talking about it, get on the phone, call the network. Start sending tweets out. Let's get involved here. We are in dire shape here, people. I don't know another way to put it here.
They know the time, and they're warning each other. They're telling each other of the situation. And he said they're in dire straits. And according to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and the definition of the word dire means very bad, causing great fear or worry, warning of disaster, showing a very bad future, requiring immediate action, very urgent. So he says that we're in dire straits here. So you see the situation that America now faces. You see the situation. This is not just confined to America. Muhammad says that this would hit America, and it will take down the entire global system of Adam. You don't think it will? Listen to this. I want you to listen close to this two-minute clip here.
Now, figures published by the European Union Statistical Agency Eurostat show that more than 16 million people are currently unemployed in the Eurozone. The report also indicates that a quarter of all those living in the EU cities are either in poverty or at risk of falling into poverty. Our correspondent Jerome Hughes has a report from a meeting of EU education ministers in which the issue was put to debate.
Like millions of others across the Eurozone, Simon Latou is a young man in his 20s who cannot find work. He spends most of his days in his Brussels apartment trawling employment websites and applying for jobs online.
It's very difficult. I feel very depressed. I'm looking for a job, but I didn't find. And my friends, like me, didn't find job. And I think the politicians have to help young people to find job and solve this problem.
There are 21.2 million unemployed people in the European Union, according to figures just published by Eurostat, the EU's statistical office. 16.4 million are unemployed in the 19-country Eurozone. Youth unemployment continues to be a huge problem. In Greece, it is running at 51.4%, Spain 45%, Croatia 39.9%, and Italy 36.9%. The latest unemployment figures were published on the same day that EU education ministers were meeting in Brussels. They are promising major reforms to the EU's higher education system so that graduates' qualifications better match what employers are looking for.
We have already conducted a wide-ranging public consultation on this. Starting from the many valuable contributions we received, we will focus on aspects such as the need for a broad set of skills to prepare students for life in a changing labour market and an active society.
The unemployment crisis in the EU continues to feed a social crisis. Just this week on Monday, Eurostat published data showing that 24%, that's almost a quarter, of all people living in EU cities are either in poverty or at risk of falling into poverty. Campaigners say that is a terrible indictment of the EU project. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.
Everything mentioned in the Bible and Holy Quran, such as plagues and judgments taking place in ancient times of the Bible and Holy Quran against the opponents of Allah, is to warn you and me that the same thing is coming upon America and Europe. But America is number one. So we see all of the plagues, economically and financially and militarily and culturally, even their culture is dying out. And they are panicked. They're in a panic mode. But they won't stop doing evil. You can't get them out of North Africa. You can't force them out of the Middle East. They continue to suck the life's blood of those places. Muhammad gave them a warning that either they had to come out of the places where they are and focus on Europe, or else focus on their death instead. So we're looking at an implosion of the European Union. We're looking at an implosion of the American Union. We're looking at a disintegration of NATO. We're looking at the fulfillment of prophecy. And all of this is because of the hell that they continue to put on us, raping children, murdering children, making children, when they go into Africa, making children having sex with goats and cows and stuff, or else they say that we won't protect you against those people who are coming to kill you. This is real. This is real. And let me tell you something. So when this was reported, and they had the videos of it, I looked on almost every alternative media and all of the mainstream that may have had the report on it. And when they talked about the UN soldiers doing it, every picture had black African soldiers up there. But this is not what the committee found out. See, this is what I'm saying. This is how the white man does it. With news like that, they're going to put your face up there. And they'll put you in the blue UN hat with the blue UN insignia on there. But in reality, France, Belgium, some people from Spain, and other European nations are the ones doing it. Not only are they coming in Africa raping children and forcing the children into bestiality, they are laying up with cows and goats and animals themselves. Oh, let me give you a little taste of this. Just listen here real quick. I think this will be enough to wet you whistle.
Some unfortunate news now, but no doubt revealing the corruption at the United Nations as soldiers are committing widespread child rape. Claire Huchen for the Heat Street reports that UN peacekeepers have been raping children in the Central African Republic. MINUSCA, the mission resulting in nearly 100 of allegations of child sexual abuse, gave soldiers the mandate to protect civilians and support transition processes following the devastating war. Instead, numerous blue helmets have used their positions as an opportunity to engage in acts of rape and pedophilia. They state that this abuse of power is no secret. It first emerged over a year ago. In fact, it is so widespread that the United Nations was subject to an independent report, quote, on the sexual exploitation and abuse by international peacekeeping forces. They state that in exchange for the assistance that they were deployed in order to provide in exchange for basic necessities such as food and water, UN soldiers have been sexually exploiting children. They write that the blue helmets attacked the very people they were sent to protect. Children as young as 7 have been targeted, with a girl forced to perform oral sex on French soldiers in exchange for a bottle of water and a bag of cookies. Oh, man. Allegations continue. 3 girls reported being stripped, tied up, and forced to engage in bestiality with a dog by a French military commander. So this is what's happening. This is your international order. This is your New World Order military force with the United Nations at the helm. Of course, these are some French incidents which we're citing here. But this is the world that we're living in, where the peacekeepers are engaged in forced bestiality, forced pedophilia upon children. I mean, where's the peace in that? It only goes to show you that the system is so corrupt and so steeped in Satanism and in satanic actions that there's only one thing that can stop it, okay? And that is God above, okay?
You see? Now, where is the so-called civilization of that? Don't they call themselves, don't France and Europe and America pride themselves in being the civilized world, the first world nations, and everybody, and we are from gorillas, like they say, we're monkeys. What about that? They say that we are less than human, but yet they are doing the bestiality act on us and forcing us to, and besides, they say they hate us so much, and what are they after our young women for and our young boys? See, the madness of the system, God has to come down on them. And this is what is going on. So they're losing their power projected, and they're mad as hell. You understand? I know some of you get mad because I got teed off. I had to listen to that several times, and I got really, really angry. And I had to just shut it off when I was editing it. And I sit there for a few minutes. And I had to say, you know, all praise is due to Allah. Lord, I know you know what you're doing. So we're looking at this situation, and you wonder if God's justified in removing not just America, but the entire white structure. You see all of the omens out there. You see the system is breaking bad, and everybody knows that we're headed for war. Everybody knows this. Matter of fact, let me play one last clip for you, brothers and sisters. I know the time is short. Give me about 3 or 4 extra minutes, please. I would really appreciate that. Let me play this clip here for you. This is Mr. Gerald Celente, and he's talking about the situation they're facing.
Gerald, we've been covering NATO's activity in the Baltics quite extensively, as well as Russia buzzing our ships and buzzing our aircraft in the Baltics as well. Also, Poland is developing, with the United States and NATO, an anti-missile system. They've just put one in Romania as well. Putin is very upset about it, says it can be used for offensive, not just defensive measures. And now we've got battalions being stationed there in the Baltics. Why do you think NATO is building up their military in Eastern Europe?
Because they're crazy. Look what's going on. Imagine if Russian ships are off Newport, where our bases are, off Pensacola. What would the United States do? Serve them lemonade? Do you know what the United States would do? They would say that they were threatening and they'd blow them out of the water. What are we doing over there? How many more military failures does the Pentagon have to add up before you could call them a bunch of losers? Hey, you like Vietnam? Wasn't that a great one? Only killed 3.3 million people. Hey, what about Afghanistan? Great victory. Oh, Iraq is beautiful. Love Libya. Was thinking of going there for a vacation. Hey, let's bomb Syria. It's what Eisenhower said. The military-industrial complex. He's a 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, 2-term president, a Republican. His farewell address warning the American people that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. I just mentioned to you that we're talking about Saudi Arabia. We just sold them what? $60 billion worth of armaments so that they can now kill more people in Yemen. Look at Obama over there in Vietnam. That's right. Now they could buy all the weapons. He's taking the embargo off. Isn't that great? I hate these little liberals. They are the lowest lives. They are such cowardly little people. Because what they would do if Bush was doing this, they would all be out there up in Woodstock and other places protesting that the President of the United States has lifted the arms embargo on Vietnam. But when their guy does it, it's beep, not even a peep. So, it's about money. It's about money and madmen. And by the way, things are heating up over there in Ukraine, too. You read the prostitute media in America. You know what they say? Russia invaded Ukraine. They repeat that line over and over again. Russia invaded Crimea. Oh, yeah. They've been there for 200 years. Only a short period of time when it went back to Ukraine. And that's when Khrushchev, who was Ukrainian and was still under the Soviet Union, gave it back to them. So it's the United States, and it's not only there. Look what they're doing in the South China Sea. Again, a bunch of losers. I'm tired of these general jerks with their bad attitude telling me what they're going to do to bring victory when anybody that could add up could only show failure. And now they're doing it in the South China Sea, and Obama's there as we're putting military bases back in the Philippines, doing a deal with Vietnam, and now they've also said Chinese jets have threatened a United States reconnaissance plane on a routine mission. That's the crap language that the CNN prostitutes and the rest put out. Oh, where was this plane? Oh, yeah, near a major naval and submarine base in China. So again, if we had the Chinese down in Pensacola and the Russians fleets off Virginia, you think the United States would be sitting on its hands?
Well, Joe.
So, what we're looking at is desperation from a nuclear power, former global hegemon, and all of her allies. And we're looking at a day that the dance of war is drawing nearer. Muhammad says, there is nothing that the white race can think of in this day and time that is not already known by the God of the black nation. Therefore, the showdown will be victorious on the side of the God who knows what we think and plan. He has power over us and over the atoms of the atmosphere. The attacker would have no power whatsoever to defend himself in a showdown against such a wise and powerful God, the great Mahdi. The great Mahdi has and exercises power over everything of the creation, carries or brings forth power. One would be silly and greatly the loser to attack such a God. Well, America attacked that God by attacking God's people. But nevertheless, listen to what he says, but nevertheless, the world must see a showdown between the two gods. His eyes and ears are ever open in both camps, the wicked and the righteous. So these two worlds draw nearer and nearer together for a showdown. The American black man is to be warned, and he is warned of this showdown which is coming between the two worlds. He should fly to God, Allah, of his people, who has power to save him. Brothers and sisters, the time is now and not to come anymore. That the entire system is imploding and pancaking upon itself. As Muhammad says, hurry! Hurry, hurry. He didn't just say it once. He didn't say it two. He said it three times. He is telling you that something is very urgent that must take place. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Join on to your own kind. For the time is at hand. What time, Elijah Muhammad? The judgment of America has now come. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, upliftment, and redemption of 6 to 8 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world. Know that your little brother loves you, but always remember, my love pales in comparison to the divine supreme being, Master Farad Muhammad, and his last and greatest messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty nation of Islam, with an undying love for you all, brothers and sisters, till the casket drop. Stay strong, be informed, get educated, and above all, get prepared. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day the roles we play. Walk around with.
The cool thing about turning 13 is watching PG-13 movies with the new contour from Cox. I can search by movie quote.
I am Batman.
Except I can't go out past 9:30. By genre, chick flicks. What? They're educational. I can even search by title, Independence Day. That thing's older than I am. Is that a chest hair? No, just an eyelash.
The new contour, TV reinvented just for you. Click the banner to learn more.
The cool thing about turning 13 is watching PG-13 movies with the new contour from Cox. I can search by movie quote.
I am Batman.
Except I can't go out past 9:30. By genre, chick flicks. What? They're educational. I can even search by title, Independence Day. That thing's older than I am. Is that a chest hair? No, just an eyelash.
The new contour, TV reinvented just for you. Click the banner to learn more.